have said for the longest time that there is no such thing as public health. Because public health is a fraud that ignores individual health. Individual health is to be sacrificed to the public's good all the time. That's what they always say. And so public health is nonsense. It's a propaganda term. But it's also very similar to public schools, isn't it? And it's kind of interesting to me that when I was growing up until 1979, we always hear about the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, HEW. It was always talked about. It's health, education, and welfare. And I think the big sicknesses in our society are the idea that we think that health, education, and welfare should be done publicly. None of those should be done publicly. Public health is an issue. Public education is an issue. They're both Marxist. They're both destructive of the very thing that they're supposed to aid and promulgate. Well, if you go back and you look at the history of the bureaucracy, and we're going to talk about the history of public health, but you look at the history of the bureaucracy, this all began with a Republican president, Harding, back in 1933. He proposed that there ought to be something like the Health, Education, and Welfare Department that was eventually created by another Republican, Eisenhower, in 1953. So, I'm sorry, I said 1923, Harding. So 30 years apart, two Republicans created this. One of them had the idea, the other one implemented it, Eisenhower. I thought, General MacArthur always said that Eisenhower was a bureaucrat. said something like, best secretary I ever had or something like that. Yeah, he was a little bureaucrat. He set up HEW. And it was there for, from 53 to 79. And this tumor, this public tumor, this cancer, kept growing. And so they had to cut it into pieces so it could keep growing again, right? Prune it back a little bit. No, they didn't prune it at all. They just separated it into two different domains. And so in 79, that's when Jimmy Carter created the Department of Education that Ronald Reagan immediately said he would kill, but he didn't. They grew that. But then what was left, the HW, that kind of became Health and Human Services, HHS. And it's under HHS that you have these public health agencies like the FDA, the CDC, and NIH and things like that. So that's the bureaucratic history of it. But then what about the political history of it? He says, and she's looking at this, she says, we try to, those of us who are trying to work for health freedom, she says, I look at it and it's difficult to get people to push back against the public health bureaucracy per se. Well, they mean well. They did good work until this happened and all the rest of this stuff. I think it can be reformed. It's like, no, it's got to be cut out. It's like all this stuff. It's got to be cut out. It's got to be cut off or cut out. If the federal government won't cut it out, we need to cut it off at the state level. And so she said, but this is nobody's song. You'll hear people talk about corporate capture. You'll hear them talk about the bankruptcy of virology. And all these things are true, really. But it's the government that needs to be separated from our health. The government needs to be separated from our education. And the government needs to be separated from welfare. So this vision of social justice is the foundation of public health. And he points to Marx's Communist Manifesto, which was 1848. 1848 is the year in which the Communist Manifesto was published and became a landmark text coalescing the era's vision for social changes. This period also marks a burgeoning of public health activity, from studies of workers' health in France to public health legislation elsewhere. Isn't it interesting that in 1848, you have the Communist Manifesto, and in 1948, George Orwell writes 1984. the mass purges of Stalin were, many of those were still to come. But in that century, so much had been done to make communism the justification for every kind of totalitarianism and authoritarianism. But the Marxist Communist Manifesto of the Lancet, he says, Public Health published a full-blown political manifesto in the Lancet in 2014. It was written by Richard Horton, an educator. This so-called medical journal, again, the Lancet is like the Journal of the American Medical Association here in the U.S., rightly called it a manifesto since it is indistinguishable from Marx's Communist Manifesto or George Bernard Shaw's Fabian Manifesto. This is a case of a so-called scientific discipline publishing a full-blown communist manifesto. These agendas have never had or even sought any basis in science. The ideology just invents any excuse out of thin air to lock people up and oppress them. That's what we saw with the lockdown. The lockdown was a lockup, and they're always looking for an excuse and always creating problems, as well as creating fear, so they can lock people down and punish them. Look at how the Chinese communists loved it so much with their zero COVID. They kept it going for years, locking down Shanghai to teach them who is in charge. That's really what that was about. People wailing. You could hear them just getting out on the balcony of their high-rise prisons and screaming at night. Oh, the Marxists love that, don't they?
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.